From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. Hey, I meant to mention this to you. We haven't talked about this. I am fully vaccinated.
Me too, fully vaccinated. 2 shots plus 2 weeks, baby.
Me too. Double vax at 2 weeks out.
That's time to go to a hug and kissing party.
You can't get more vaccinated. Someone asked me how vaccinated I am. I said I'm the most vaccinated I can get right now.
There is no more vaccinated state than the state that I am in right now. Where did you get your vaccination?
I went to the Javits Center in New York, which is, of course, a huge convention center that I've only been to in the past for a Comic-Con.
That's exactly my feeling and experience of Javits Center, too. If your only experience there is Comic-Con, you're used to people dressed up like the Incredible Hulk and Mario and anime characters that you've never heard of, and it's a bizarre scene.
So right, the only way that people are dressed up now is as medical professionals and members of the military in some sort. Those are the
very specific cosplay.
Yes, exactly.
I witnessed one conversation. There was a gentleman with gray hair, gray ponytail. The sort of aging hippie type who was being directed by somebody in camo fatigues, and he was directing him to station number 9 to get his vaccination, and the ponytail gentleman was saying number 9, quoting of course the old Beatles song from the White Album, which is this crazy cacophonous pieces of tape spliced together, and the younger guy was like, I don't know what that is. And the ponytailed guy was saying, it's an old Beatles song. It's a really good, it's like a psychedelic song. And I caught his eye and I gave him a special old dad salute because I didn't want him to feel alone. But he was there. He was bubbly and excited. And he was just making little dumb dad jokes. It's a very, very pleasant, place to be.
Number 9.
We have 5 awesome guests on today's show. From Will and Grace, Jack McFarland himself, Sean Hayes, will join us for some trivia. He's also a game show producer. He created Hollywood Game Night, so we are not going to go easy on him. And we have the stars of the new Mike Schur sitcom, Rutherford Falls, Ed Helms and Janice Schmieding. They both write on the show, so we have an appropriate game of this, that, or the other for them called The Pen is Mightier Than the Swordfish. Plus, from the band Real Estate, the delightful Alex Bleeker and Martin Courtney will take on a game parodying songs from the 1990s. So let's do it.